up to a dollar of hours to bottom. Amaychai, Pasha to Ani Yisyodo. To the Ani... Yeah. There are cases in the Mishnah where a person picks up either the Balabayis or the Ani, picks up the Chayfetz from the hand of the other one. And he makes an Akira from the other person's hand, makes a Hanocha into Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYochid, and he's Chayv. So Mara says, am I Chayv? In the case where you picked it up from the other person's hand, why are you Chayv? V'habo'in an Akira v'Hanocha me'al gabi mokum dalet al dalet. You need either an Akira or a Hanocha, either from a place that has four tfachim by four tfachim, or onto a place that's four tfachim by four tfachim. The lekker. And here a hand is not four tfachim. So you're picking it up from a place that's not dalad al dalad. And Rashi, why do you need dalad al dalad? Me al gabi mokum dalad, the havi choshuv lemehevi hanochosu hanocha, akirosu akira. Because if not, the akira and the hanocha are not choshuv. Right, picking it up from a place that's less than dalal dalal is not a choshev hakira or a choshev hanocha. The yado lab makom dalalu uktani lamasnisin bein lakira bein lahanocha. Diktani v'nosin l'toch yado shabalabayis hari hanocha o shenotul mitoch hari akira. We see in the Mishnah both cases: either you took it out of somebody's hand or you put it onto somebody's hand. In both cases, it's possible to be chayev. How could you be chayev? There's no akira and hanocha. From a place that's dalad al dalad. Tosa says another reason why you need dalad al dalad, because you need something that's called a makom. Less than dalad al dalad doesn't have a din of a makom. And since we learned the hotzos of Shabbos and al yetze ish min komo, so you need to leave a makom or come to a makom. And a makom is not less than dalad al dalad. So, l'chora, how can you be chayiv over here? Omar Rabba, homoni Rabbi Akiva. This goes like Rabbi Akiva. The Amr lo ba'inim makom arbar arbar. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold to that. Rabbi Akiva, we'll see in 1 second the proof that Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need a hanocha or an akira from a place that's dalad al dalad. Disnan hazorik mishus hayochid rishus hayochid rishus harabim beemtza. Person throws something from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid, and it passes through a rishus harabim on the way. Rabbi Akiva Machayev, Rabbi Akiva says you chayev. Even though you made an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and the Chor of the Hanocha was in Rishus HaYochid, and only went through Rishus HaRabim, you're still chayev. The Chachomim potrim, and the Chachomim say you're potrim. Rabbi Akiva Sovars, why does Rabbi Akiva say you're chayev? The Chachomim were poshut. There was never an Akira and Hanocha from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Akira and Hanocha were in Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaYochid. Just went through a Rishus HaRabim. Right, so the Rabbanan, we understand why you're Potter. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why you're Chayiv? Where is there a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim? Rabbi Akiva Shavar, Amrinan Kluto Kamisha Hun Chadamya. Rabbi Akiva holds that something that is, that reaches or that's contained in a place, right, it's Niklat, it's a good word, it's, held, contained, not contained, the art scroll says contained, I like the word. Kolut means absorbed, but it's not absorbed in a Rishus. Whatever, it's Kolut, Niklat, into a place, so it's considered like it's settled down. Okay, it's a halachic thing. This is not the Ikra place of this, we're not going to go into a lot of detail here. When we get to where the Iker Sugi is, we'll speak about it a lot. But the Pasha, there's two different shitas how Kluta Kamisha Huncha. The Achronim learn in Rashi that Kluta Kamisha Huncha means that Rabbi Akiva holds that something that enters a Rishus, once it enters the Rishus, then it's considered like it's stationary in that Rishus. And it's considered like it's on the ground. Right? Now, since the whole Rishus, the Rishus HaRabim, goes up to 10 Tfachim, Rishus HaYochid goes up to the heavens, once it enters that Rishus and it's contained within that Rishus, then the containment is as if it's on the ground. Right? It's sitting on the ground of that Rishus. Right? What? And therefore, it's Dalal Dalal. No. So therefore, same thing by your hand. right? Same thing. It's in the Rishus, whichever Rishus Hayyoch, Rishus or Rabin. Yeah, no, it means you don't need it. It means he doesn't have to be on a place of Dalal Dalal. There's always Dalal Dalal. It's always on the ground, right? So therefore, even what's it called, if it's in your hand, the lemaisa, it's no worse than being niklet in the air. And that's considered like on the ground. And here also, the Chari could say that maybe if it's in your hand, your hand separates between it. When it's nothing separating, then it's like it's on the ground. When it's in your hand, or somebody's hand, right, then it's, there's something separating between. But that's the Rashi held that that's not a svara. That if it's the whole part, idea is that it's contained within the Rishos, your hand doesn't make it less contained in the Rishos. Once it's contained in the Rishos, right, it's considered like it's on the ground of that Rishos. And therefore, the fact that it's in your hand doesn't make it worse than if it would be in the air. And if it's on the ground, it's on a makom dalet al dalet. So you never need a specific makom dalet al dalet, because anything that's in a Rishos, Rabbi Akiva holds, is on a dalet al dalet. So you don't need any special dalet al dalet. It's always dalet al dalet. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that kluta kumishahuncha means that it's considered stationary in the air, and you don't need dalet al dalet, like the Pashat Lashon, right? Rabbi Akiva. You don't need that. It's not like it's on the ground. It's like it's in the air. But Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need hanocha on the ground or on any place. Hanocha in the air is enough to. It's like it's stationary in the air, and then there's Pashat Lashon. That you don't need dalet al dalet. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds if it's in your hand is also okay. You don't need that it should be on a makom dalet al dalet. All you need is it should be stationary. And even if it's not stationary lemaisa, it's just considered halachically stationary is also good enough. So therefore, in your hand is also good. You don't need dalet al dalet. So Tosfos learns that it's considered like it's in the air, but it's stopped, and you don't need dalet al dalet at all. Rashi learns you need dalet al dalet, but you never need it in a separate place because it's always dalet al dalet, because wherever it passes over the air of a rishos, it's like it's on the ground of that rishos. Okay. Rashi, kluta, hachefetz. Since the chefetz is kolut, it's contained in that rishos, hoel v'niklad ba'avira shel rishos harabin, since it is caught, received in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, kemisha huncha besochahu. It's like it's on the Rishus HaRabim. It's like it's on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. The Afagav, even though it didn't actually rest, but it's considered like it did. It's considered like it's resting on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. Ubesoch. Okay, let's go on. Rabbanan savri lo amrin klutu kemisha huncha davi. And the Rabbanan hold that you don't say this, right? Memela, the Rabbanan hold either that you always need a makom dalet, right, and therefore this wouldn't go like the Rabbanan, only with Rabbi Akiva, or the Rabbanan hold that, either you need a makom dalet, or this is not considered like a makom dalet, whichever according to Rashi and Tosfos. Where it says, L'meimra de pshita le l'rabba de bekluta kamisha huncha damya uvesoch asora plige v'homi boi boi le rabba. Right, comes out that Rabba holds that this is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and therefore he said that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, who holds you don't need a makom dalet al dalet. It's clear to him that that's the machlokas, and Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need dalet al dalet, because either you always have dalet al dalet, or you don't need dalet al dalet. Okay? I, Rabba, had a shaila, how to learn this machlokas, right? Gohomi boya Rabba. Rabba had a shaila. The boy Rabba, lamata miyud plige, ubaha plige. Rabba had the shaila, what is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva when you throw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim? Is the machlokas talking where it's within 10 tfachim of Rishus HaRabim? So you throw it through Rishus HaRabim mamish, right? And the machlokas is ubaha plige. The Rabbi Akiva sovar kluta kamishahun chadamya, Rabbanan savri lomri and kluta kamishahun chadamya. Is the machlokas like we just explained before? The machlokas is it went through Rishus HaRabim. The question is it considered like it rested or not? Since the Maisa, physically it didn't rest, so you didn't have a hanokh in Rishus HaRabim. Or no, since it's contained within the Rishus, it's considered like it did rest. And therefore, it's what's called Yurchai, because you may not kira in Rishus HaYochid, then by being contained in Rishus HaRabim, that's like a hanokha, and therefore you're what's called Yurchai. Avalamala me'asara. But if you would have thrown higher than 10 tfachim, which is no more Rishus HaRabim, it's a makom ptur, so you threw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, derech makom ptur, So everybody would hold your potter. Because it was never kluta in Rishus HaRabim. It was kalut in a makom ptur. So it's not considered like it's on the ground of Rishus HaRabim, and it's not kalut in Rishus HaRabim. It has nothing to do with Rishus HaRabim at all. And there, everybody would hold that your potter. Even Rabbi Akiva. Because the only reason Rabbi Akiva holds your chayiv is kluta kamishoncha, because it's niklat, it's received, contained in the Rishus of Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like it's at rest in Rishus HaRabim. But if it's not contained in Rishus HaRabim, avir, above Rishus HaRabim, 10th fachid, anything higher is not Rishus HaRabim, it was never contained in Rishus HaRabim. So that's one side. That could be one machlokas, and if according to that side of machlokas, we'd have a raya, that what's it called, that Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't need dalet al dalet. It's enough just to be niklat in the avir, okay, for whatever reason. And everybody holds you don't learn Zorek Mimoshit, which we'll explain in a second when we get to the other side of the Machlokas. Old Dilma, or maybe not. That's not the Machlokas. Lamala Measara Plige. The Machlokas is even above 10 Tvachim. Okay? And it's not because of Kluta Kamishahuncha. It has nothing to do with Kluta. And therefore Rabbi Akiva may hold that you, therefore everybody holds you don't need a Makam Dawit. See you 1 second. So what's the machlokas? Ubahot pligi. Rabbi Akiva savri yalfin and zorik mimoshit. Rabban and savri lo yalfin and zorik mimoshit. Avla mata mi asora divrei akol chay. My time, I'm reading klut to kmishul kadam. So Rabba's other possible way of learning the machlokas is, the machlokas is only where it's above asora tvachim. And there, everybody holds that what's it called? Lamala me'asar tzvachim, everybody holds your chayiv. Because everybody holds kluta kamisha huncha. If you threw it into Rishus HaRabim, and it passed through Rishus HaRabim, less than 10 tzvachim high, so it's Rishus HaRabim, everybody holds, you don't need makom dalet, and it's what's it called, it's like it's on the ground, or it's in the air, you don't need a makom dalet, and your chayiv. That's not where they argue. They argue only if you threw it higher than 10 tzvachim. So now you can't say kluta, so for that you can't be chayiv. So why are you chayiv? Because there's a malach of moshit. When they in the Mishkan, when they took the beams off the wagons were considered Rishus HaYochid, and they took the beams and passed them from one wagon to the other, and between the wagons was Rishus HaRabim. So they passed the beam from this wagon to the other wagon, Derech Rishus HaRabim, and they did it L'malo Me'asara Tvachim, higher than 10 Tvachim. Okay? They didn't throw them, they passed them from hand to hand. That's a malach of Shabbos. Moshit, may Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, is chayiv. Okay? Because that was one of the malachas of the Mishnah. So if you pass something from hand to hand, from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, that you chayiv. Right, Malcolm Tour, Derech Avir, Lamala Meishus HaRabim, right. Right. So it has to be what's it called, Avir, higher than Rishus HaRabim, not Stama Makom Ptur. Right? The Makom Ptur of Avir, higher, you pass it over Rishus HaRabim, right? You're chayiv.
What's the difference over within?
What? No. If within, then there's a shail of what's it called. It doesn't make a difference. So even over, okay? If you pass from Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, even higher than Ten Tvachim, you're chayiv, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. Okay. So, but they didn't throw the crusher. They only passed it. So, that's passing. What if you threw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, right? Lamala Me'asara. Right? If you learn Zorek Mimoshit, that there's no difference between passing and throwing, then you're chayiv. Right? Even though you can't say Kluta Kamisha Huncha, because it's higher than 10 Tvachim, but Lamaisa, you learn it from Moshit. Moshit also is Lamala Me'asara, and you're still Chayiv. And therefore, Zorek also be Chayiv. Masha Ein Kein, if you don't learn Zorek from Moshit, Moshit is, that's it, you can't learn anything else from it, and throwing is not like passing, therefore, Lamala Me'asara, you can't be Chayiv because it's in Rishus HaRabim, because Lamaisa never went to Rishus HaRabim Mamish. You can't be Chayiv because of Moshit, because Moshit's only Chayiv if you hand it, not if you pass it, if you throw it. And therefore, what's it called? The one who holds your potter holds that you don't learn Zorek Mimoshit, and the one who holds your chayiv, Rabbi Akiva, holds you do learn Zorek Mimoshit. But if it would be less than 10 tfachim, then everybody would hold your chayiv because klut to kamishun chadami. Even if you don't learn Zorek Mimoshit, the lamaisa here, it's kolut. So, they ask, Lechora, so what's the problem of your Rabba? Either way, he learned the Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva still holds Kluta Kavisha Huncha. You don't need Dalit al Dalit. The only Shaila is, does everybody hold Kluta Kavisha Huncha, or only Rabbi Akiva? But it's true what Rabba says, that the mission is Rabbi Akiva. The answer is, according to most Pasha, the answer is that when Rabba said the halacha, the mission is Rabbi Akiva, he meant only Rabbi Akiva. Right? That's a chiddush, that the mission is not Lekulei Alma. But Rabba didn't know that, because Rabba himself had a suffix, whether everybody holds Kluta Kamisha Unchor or not. So Rabba shouldn't have said the mission is Rabbi Akiva. Rabba should have said the mission could even be Rabbanim. Could be even according to the Rabbin, not only according to a Yochid. Right? Why did Rabba have to say the mission is Rabbi Akiva? Why didn't he say the mission is Rabbi Akiva for sure, but it's possible to the Rabbanim too? What's it called? So why did Rabba say definitively that the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Akiva when Rabba himself wasn't sure how to learn this machlokas, and it could be that everybody holds Klut to Kamisha Huncha, and if you hold Klut to Kamisha Huncha, you don't need Dalit al Dalit. Rashi. Ubesoch Yud, the Ilu Lamala Miasora, Lav Avirushu Sarabimu. If you hold the machlokas is in Klut to Kamisha Huncha, Rabbi Akiva holds you do say Klut to Kamisha Huncha, and the Chachamim hold you don't say it, then the case has to be talking where you threw it less than 10 tefachim. Within 10 tefachim Rishus HaRabbim. Because if it's higher than 10 tefachim, it's not Rishus HaRabbim. So it was never Kluta in Rishus HaRabbim. It was Kalut in Mokum Ptur. El Avir Mokum Ptur Hu. Vafilu Kluta Leka. You don't have Kluta in Rishus HaRabbim. Zorek mi Moshit. Di ilu be Moshit Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid Derek Rishus HaRabbim. Afilu Mala Mi Asara. Kaim Alav Eperik HaZorek Techai. If you hand something from one Rishus HaYochid to another, even over Rishus HaRabbim, but even Lamala Mi Asara Tvachim Yochai, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. The Yolif Mi Agolo Shal Midbar, Shemoshitin Asakroshim Izulazu, the Hain Rishus HaYochid, Ubeinehem Rishus HaRabbim, the Loyal Yuzorkin Osom Shal Yiskalkalu. They didn't throw them, they handed them. And there they handed them Lamala Mi Asara over Rishus HaRabbim, and that was a Malacha. So then Yochai, even Lamala Mi Asara, for sure Yochai, Lamala Mi Asara. Right, there's no reason to be mechalek between passing over Rishus HaRabbim, where it's a makom tor, then passing mamish through Rishus HaRabbim. But lamaisa, even lamala me'asora is chayiv over there.
Even
midraisa. Yeah, because there's no reason to say that we learn from the Mishkan that moshit from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, derech Rishus HaRabbim is chayiv. Right, derech makom tor. But that's close to derech Rishus HaRabbim. Right, there's no reason to be mechalek and say it's only derech makom tor. Gemara says the okay. So that's the Shaila. Gemara says, "Holo kasha." That's not a kasha. Like we're asking kasha. Why did Rabbi Akiva say it goes like Rabbi? Why did Rabba say it goes like Rabbi Akiva? Right? Because he's the one who holds klut to kamisha huncha, and he's the one who holds you don't need a makom dalit al dalit. And therefore, the mission that says if you pick it up from somebody's hand, right, you're chayiv because you don't need dalit al dalit. And that's only Rabbi Akiva. Lechora, Rabba himself was not sure if it's only Rabbi Akiva or not. It could be that even the Rabbanan hold like that. Depends how you learn the machlokas, right, of throwing through Rishus HaRabbim. Is it talking within 10 tefachim? And taka the machlokas is, do you say kluta or not, and only Rabbi Akiva holds kluta? Or no, it's talking where you threw it lamala me asara. Within asara, everybody holds your chayit, because they say kluta kamisha uncha. And then the Mishnah would not be only Rabbi Akiva, right? But the machlokas is, do you learn Moshit, Zorik from Moshit or not? Right, lamala me asara. Does throwing something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech makom tor over Rishus HaRabbim has the same din as handing it or not? That's the machlokas. But if you did it within Asar Tvachim, everybody holds your chayiv because of kluta. Then the mission is not only Rabbi Akiva, it's everybody. So why did Rabba? That's not a kasha. Why? Baser di boya hader pifshetilai, because Rabba originally had this shaila, how to learn the machlokas, and later on he was poshet that the machlokas taka is lamato me'asar. Everybody holds you don't learn Zorik Mimoshit. If it would be Lamala Me'asara, everybody hold your potter. The Machlokas is, within Asara, do you say Kluta Kamisha Huncha? And only Rabbi Akiva says Kluta. And Menela, only Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a Mokum Dalit al Dalit. That's what Rabba came to, the conclusion, after he had the Shaila. First he had the Shaila, then he came to the conclusion that this is the right way to learn the Machlokas. And Manela, when he said that our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Akiva, it's after he came to the conclusion, right, to what his Shaila was to begin with. If she to lay the Sovereign Akiva, Klutik Mushin Chadamya. Okay. Shemar says, the Dilma Hanocha Hudalo Boya, Ho Akira Boy, right? And another way of learning this Lachora could be, because Lachora, according to the other way of learning the Shaila, right, at Rabbi Akiva still holds Kluta Kamishuncha, but maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Akiva now the opposite. Rabbi Akiva holds that since we learn Zorik from Moshe, the only reason you're chayiv lamato me'asara is because Zorik mi'moshe, not because of Kluta Kamishuncha. Rabbi Akiva taka holds Klutas lav Kamishuncha. And what's it called? In a normal case, you wouldn't say Kluta. But here, since you learn Zorik mi'moshe, so you're chayiv even lamato me'asara, right, just like Moshe is chayiv even lamala me'asara. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Kluta Kabishuncha. He only holds because you learn Zorik Mimoshit. And the Rabbanan are the ones who hold Kluta Kabishuncha. And therefore they hold you only Chayiv Lamata Me'asara. But Lamala Me'asara, would you have to learn Zorik Mimoshit, you're not Chayiv. So it comes out, the Machlokas is, what's the reason you're Chayiv over here, Lamata Me'asara? Is the reason because of Kluta? Or is the reason because of Yalfid and Zorik Mimoshit? And Lester Asara is no worse than Lamala Me'asara. And then it comes out that Rabbi Akiva is Dafka, the one who doesn't hold Kluta, right? And you may need the Hanocha al-Makom Dalet al-Dalet, right? But the Akira of the Hanocha are in Rishus HaYochid, and al-Makom Dalet al-Dalet. It's not because you're Chayiv because of Kluta, according to Rabbi Akiva. Just the Rabbanan holds Kluta. So then it's clearly, why do you say it's Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's not Rabbi Akiva at all. Not that Lamato Me'asara, everybody holds Kluta to Mishahuncha, and then we have the problem, it's true to say that it's Rabbi Akiva. No matter which way you learn, Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta to Mishahuncha. Could be not. Could be that according to this way, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Kluta Kamishuncha. Now the Gemara asks, okay, Rashi. No Rashi. The Dilma Hanocha Hudala Boya Ha Akira Boya. Okay, all we have a raya from now is that Rabba learned the Machlokas is Lamato Me'asara. The male of the Machlokas is, do you say Kluta Kamishuncha or not? And Rabbi Akiva holds you say Kluta. So the male, what's it called? When you throw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRavim, and it passes through Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaYochid, it's considered like it came to rest in Rishus HaRavim, and the Mele Yochayiv, okay? And it didn't come to rest, Mamash HaNamokom Dalet al-Dalet, so either it's considered like it's Dalet al-Dalet, so even the case of the hand is considered like Dalet al-Dalet, or you don't need Dalet al-Dalet. Menela in the Mishnah, you don't need Dalet al-Dalet. That's Rabbi Akiva. But maybe that's only by what's it called, Hanocha. What Rabbi Akiva said is, you made Akira in Rishus HaYochid. There was a Ki'ilu Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, and you're chayiv for that. But how do you know that if you made Akira from less than Dalet al-Dalet that you're chayiv? Maybe that halacha is only Hanocha. And the way they're masber it is that the Ikr Malacha is the Akira. You took it out of a Rishus, right? The fact that you have to make a Hanocha is just that it should be considered in the other Rishus. Okay? It was in one Rishus, you have to be Okar it from that Rishus, and get into another Rishus. So you need Hanocha should be considered in the other Rishus. So any Hanocha is okay. Right? Even if it's not totally at rest, but it's in the other Rishus, somewhat at rest is good. But if it was never at rest in the first Rishus, then that's not called an Akira of a cloud. So if it wasn't at rest on a Makom Dalet al-Dalet, that's not called at rest. That's not called that it was in the Makom. So you were never Oker it from a Makom. Right? Putting it down is need minimal putting down. But picking it up, that's the Ikra Malacha. Like the Gemara said before, the Akiras are what brings Lidei Chiyuv. So maybe picking it up, you need Mamish, it should be totally at rest. So if it's not on a Makom, it's not totally at rest, that's not called an Akira. Where do we know that you don't need Akira Mimakom Dalet al-Dalet and also not Hanocha? Just from the fact that we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that Hanocha you don't need Mimakom Dalet al-Dalet is no raya that you don't need an Akira. There's a Svara to be Machalit. But Akira you need, Mimakom Dalet al-Dalet, and Hanocha you don't need. So all we have a raya is that Hanocha you don't need Mimakom Dalet al-Dalet. We don't have a raya that Akira you don't need. And the Mela, the Mishnah can't call it Rabbi Akiva either. Because the Mishnah has both cases. Where you picked it up from somebody's hand or you put it down into somebody's hand. So for the putting down, we have a raya. For the picking up, we have no raya. See Rashi. The Dilma Hanocha Hudla Boya, Midiktani Rabbi Akiva Machayev. Aval Akira Boy Mealgabi Mokum Dalet. Midloktani, how do we know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that this, at least we don't have a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds that Akira also you don't need Dalet al Dalet? Because it didn't say over there, Rabbi Akiva Machayev Shtayim. Because if you wouldn't need an Akira either, Mimakom Dalet, then what happened over here? The thing is passing through Rishus HaRabim. So as soon as it hits Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like it stopped. Okay, halachically it stopped. Okay, but it kept going. So it stopped, and it started going again. So what did you cause? When you threw it, right, you caused a stopping in Rishus HaYom, even though you didn't mamish put it down, but you caused it to be put down, because it's halachically considered put down in Rishus HaRabim. But now, it continues going. Right, so for like a split second, it stopped. Now, right, even though it didn't actually stop, but we like, you know, freeze frame it. And stop for a second. Now the next frame is, it moves again. So that's an Akira. So why aren't you Chayiv too? You made Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, and then there was another Akira in Rishus HaRabim because of your throwing, and a Hanoch in Rishus HaYochid. So it should be Chayiv two Chatos, not one.
Right.
One second, not really, because maybe we'll see later on that even if it doesn't say Beferish, that's what it means. Like later on we say that by Rebbe, right? But at least it's what's it called? If it would have been clear that you don't need Akira, it should have said Chayiv Shtayim. The fact it doesn't say Chayiv Shtayim, it's possible that to make this chilek between Akira and Nocha, there's only Chayiv one, right? It could be that you are Chayiv Shtayim, but Lamaisa doesn't say that, so it could be not. So we have no right. Right. So that's what Rashi says, right? Because if Rabbi Akiva would be Mechayim, Akira Shalomi Mokum Dalit, then it should have said clearly that you're Chayiv Shtayim. The fact that it didn't leaves it open to a Shai. Maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that you don't need an Akira Mimokum Dalit, only Hanoch. So Mara says, Elo Amar of Yosef Hamani Rebbe. The Mishnah goes like Rebbe. And Rebbe clearly holds you don't need Akira and Hanocha Mimokum Daud. Hi Rebbe. Which Rebbe? Ile Mahar Rebbe the Tanya Zorek the Noch Gabi Ziz Kolshu. Rebbe Machai Vachachon Potrim. A person threw something in Rishus HaRabim and it came to rest on a little Ziz. A Ziz is a protrusion that protrudes into Rishus HaRabim, right? It's like a beam or something like that, right? That's a small thing that protrudes into, what's it called, from a wall or whatever, it sticks out of the wall into Rishus HaRabim. So you threw Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and it came to rest on Aziz, which is for sure not Dalet Al Dalet. So the Rebbe is Mechayev, and the Chachamim hold your potter. Okay, so you see clearly that Rebbe holds you don't need the Hanocha at least on a Mokum Dalit. We'll see in one second. Lechora, right? Rebbe holds you don't need Hanocha. We still don't have a Raya. You don't need Akira, right? But the Gemara is getting to this. In other words, really the Gemara didn't mean this case, right? It just wanted to get this out of the way. Because we don't know which Rebbe it's talking about. If the Gemara had said it was this Rebbe, the Gemara would ask the question, you still only know Hanocha, not Akira. But the Gemara, this is all part of the answer. Okay, the Gemara just stopped in the second and said, that can't be the Rebbe for a different reason. Not because of Hanocha. From here is no Raya even that you don't need Hanocha, Malcolm Dalit. Well, okay, let's see what he says, and then you'll understand what's going on. So, hi Rebbe, which Rebbe? Elamer ha Rebbe the Tanya Zark Vinochal Gabi Ziz Kolshu Rebbe Bechayva Chachum Potrim Hosim Kedabayinu Lameimer Lekamon Kedabaya. There, the Gemara later on explains that case like Abaya, the Amr Abaya Hocha Beilan HaOmid B'Shus HaYochid the Nofo Nota L'Shus HaRavim. It's talking about a tree that is in Rishus HaYochid and its branch extends into Rishus HaRavim. That's the Ziz we're talking about. The Zorak Vinoch HaNofo. What happened is the thing landed in the branch. The Rebbe Sovar Amrin and Shodi Nofer Boser Ikro. Rebbe holds that the branch, since it's connected to the bark of the tree, the Ikro, the trunk of the tree, so it's considered like the thing is on the trunk. So the trunk has a din of Dalet, so the branch is also Dalet. It's all one unit. You don't look at the trunk and the branch as something separate. You look at it as one unit. And therefore, even though it's right now on the branch, which is less than Dalet, but the branch is part of a tree, which is Dalet. That's considered, it's Noch al Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Rabban and Savri, lo amri nishadi no for Basar Ikro. So here is no Raya the Chlal. Nobody holds that you don't need a Mokum Dalet. Everybody holds you need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Question is, do you have a Mokum Dalet al Dalet? Is the no considered part of the trunk? Or no, it's a separate thing, and therefore you have to judge it by itself. So not only don't you have a raya that you don't need akira mi makom dal, you don't even have a raya from here that you don't need anocha. You need anocha makom dal. So this can't be the Rebbe we're talking about. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara just discounts this. If it would have been that this is a case of hanocha shaloh makom dal and Rebbe holds, the Gemara would have asked the question, well, still, I only know hanocha, how about akira? But the Gemara said, forget about that. I don't even know hanocha from this. This is not Rebbe over here. Doesn't tell me that you even need hanocha not on a makom dal. Because it's considered makom dalet according to Rebbe. So this can't be the Rebbe we're talking about. This can't be the source where Rebbe holds that you don't need akira and hanocha mi makom dalet. Elohar Rebbe. Must be a different brice. Rebbe says to Tanya, Zorek Mishus Harabim, Mishus Harabim, Rishus HaYochid Be'emza. You threw from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim with Rishus HaYochid in the middle. Okay? Rebbe Mechayev, the Chachomim Potrim. Rebbe says you're Chayev, and the Chachom hold your potter. So here also, Lechora, right, all we have is Kluta. Right? So maybe it's only Hanocha, not the Akira. Mar says, oh, the Omer of Yehud, Omer Shmuel. Here we have clearly, Rabbi Yehud has said in the name of Shmuel, Mechayev Hoyer Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe holds your chayiv two chatos. Achas mishum hotzo, one because you took from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, because it's considered like it stopped in Rishus HaYochid. The achas mishum hachnosa, and one because you were machnas from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Because since it stopped, then it started again. So you were okir again from Rishus HaRabim and put it down Rishus HaYochid. That's all was nigram by your throwing. It's all part of your throwing. Your throwing caused an akira in Rishus HaRabim, a hanocha in Rishus HaYochid because of Kluta, and then a new akira in Rishus HaYochid, and a hanocha in Rishus HaRabim. All of that was part of your original throwing. So you see from there that not only don't you need a hanocha on Makom Dalet, you don't need an akira on Makom Dalet either, because the akira from Rishus HaYochid, right, is considered an akira, even though it was in the air. So either it also is considered, in the air is considered Dalet, or you don't need Dalet. Either way, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Amalo boy akira velo hanocha al gabi makom dalet al dalet. You don't need an akira from a makom dalet or a hanocha al makom dalet. Rashi. Rebbe mechayev amalo boy hanocha al makom dalet. At least from here we see that Rebbe holds you don't need hanocha al makom arba because it came on the z's on the protrusion and it's not makom dalet. Mar says, no, shadi no for basar ikro. Here we're talking about a special case where it's a branch of a tree that it came to rest on, and the tree itself is makom dalet. Mahavi kamunach rishus harabim al makom dalet. It's like it's in the rishus harabim makom dalet. The ikr machshiv leila nof, because the trunk makes the nof considered a makom dalet. But from Rashi, right, clear that it's not like it's in rishus hayachid. Okay, that's for sure now. Lechora, if you say shadi nofo basar ikro, Rashi said the case where the tree was in Rishus HaYochid and the branch is in Rishus HaRabim. If we make the branch go after where the trunk is, then the branch isn't Rishus HaRabim. The branch is in Rishus HaYochid. So you threw from Rishus HaRabim, right, into Rishus HaYochid. So you chayiv al Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, not because of Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. But Rashi says, that much we don't say shadr nofo basar. To change the Rishus of the branch, we don't. Right? To say that the branch is in Rishus HaYochid because it's connected to the trunk, every place is where it is. But to say that it's chashuv, like dalet al dalet, that you can do. Right? In other words, the fact that the branch is connected to the tree makes the branch part of that entity called the tree. But half the tree is in Rishus HaRabim, half the tree is in Rishus HaYochid. Right? If you have a trunk, a big trunk, and half of it will be in Rishus HaYochid, then the half of the trunk that's in Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. And the half of the trunk that's in Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid. You definitely wouldn't say that the whole tree is on one side or the other side just because half of it's on one side, or even because most of it's on one side. It's the same thing over here. All we're doing is we're saying the branch is like a trunk, but it's no better than a trunk, right? So it's no worse than a trunk. So you don't pull the branch into the other Rishus. You just give the branch the chashivas of the trunk. That's the basic idea over here. So now, basically, what we said was that Rabbah said that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, because we have a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't need hanocha al makom dalet al dalet. The Gemara says, very nice, but there's no raya from there that Rabbi Akiva would hold, you don't need akira mi makom dalet al dalet. We explained the difference. Right? So we need someone who holds clearly that you don't need Akira or Hanacha, because our Mishnah says you don't need either one. So the Gemara finally says that it's Rebbe. And from this case of you threw something in Rishus HaRabim, you picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, threw it Dalet Amos, and it landed on a branch, and Rebbe says you chayv two. One for what's it called, the Akira in Rishus HaYochid and the Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, and the other for the Akira in Rishus HaRabim and the Hiluch Dalet Amos, I guess, in Rishus HaRabim, because it's talking where it's in Rishus HaRabim, the branch. And you're chayiv too. Why? Because you had an Akira and a Hanacha, but both of them in air. So you see, you don't need either one, not an Akira from Dabakam Dalet or a Hanacha, and therefore our Mishnah goes clearly like Rebbe. It could be Rebbe Akiva too, but it's not clear that it's Rebbe Akiva. It's clear that, according to Rebbe, it goes for sure.